amazing.
Taking her dog for a walk in the sunshine, one of life's simple pleasures. But until recently, for Kaylee, this was a pipe dream. She'd spent years living in hostels and temporary accommodation while also battling mental health problems.
My mental health was really bad. I wouldn't really talk to anyone. I couldn't trust anyone.
5 years ago, Kaylee was introduced to her Step Together recovery coach, Ruth Langston Hart.
She was very traumatised. She was incredibly anxious, very down. Her mood swings would be quite enormous. It was months before I even saw her face. Kaylee's not had the best start in life, and through no fault of her own, has landed where she landed. But she's been so determined to keep going. When I think an awful lot of people would just curl up in a corner and give up, she keeps going against the odds. And to see her now in her own place with her dog is just amazing. I didn't think we'd get to this point.
Step Together has helped nearly 600 people in Somerset in the last 5 years. Its clients have at least two areas of extra need in addition to being homeless, such as addiction or mental health illness. But the charity says its future work is now at risk, as Somerset Council looks to save tens of millions of pounds. It's now nearly a year since Kaylee moved into her own home, but she's worried others may not get the same opportunity in future.
There's people out there that need stuff like this, and you can't just cut it off. There's people out there, it's like the point where I used to be, and I just want to make sure they get the help that they need.
Earlier this year, Step Together was told its £840,000 of funding was at risk as Somerset Council struggled to balance its budget. It's now been given a one-year reprieve, but the charity says because it helps the most vulnerable people for the long term, they need a more secure commitment. Mark Brown is its senior operations manager.
They've often experienced an awful lot of trauma in the past and have felt let down by services. And they're used to people generally leaving them. So our work relies on being able to work with the client for as long as they need us to. And only having funding for 12 months means that we are already having to think about how we carefully manage any endings and are looking for other services that might be around to pick them up.
Somerset Council says it hopes to commission a similar service in future, but does need to save money. So it's looking at all the services it doesn't legally have to provide. Lib Dem councillor Sarah Wakefield is responsible for adult services at the council.
I don't think that people should feel too worried about it from a personal point of view, because we know it's valuable. The thing that they should be worried about is the fact that there isn't enough money for all the services we want to provide. And this is not a statutory service. We are not obliged to provide it, but we know it's really important.